Zach, our podcast has reached the legal drinking age.
Oh, we're 21 years old.
Episode 21 coming at ya.
Welcome to episode 21 of Straight Out of Nashville. What's up? I'm Zach.
Hey, I'm Gabby.
Because I'm not straight.
Right. And I'm not from Nashville.
Right. That's why it's called Straight Out of Nashville.
Yes, it is. Sorry, I'm a little bit sleep deprived. Honestly, I don't know how you do it. Zach is a producer and co-host for one of the biggest morning shows here in Nashville, 107.5 The River, and he gets up at ridiculous o'clock in the morning. I got up at 5 a.m. this morning and I'm like, I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. I bought a car.
Just on a whim. I will say I've been doing it. It'll be 6 years in July. So your body gets used to it. Yeah. Gabby, I poured a shot. Do you want one?
Well, because I'm driving.
You can have one.
Yeah, but okay, one shot for a normal person.
So yes.
Versus.
What about a little one? You can't do the podcast and not have a shot. Okay, hold please. Okay.
It's like peer pressure. Oh, no, we should do it in our shot glasses that we got made for us.
Done.
While you're pouring, we're coming up to CMA Fest and we're coming up to, thank you, the busiest time in Nashville.
But wait, I feel like we need to go back to you buying a car.
Okay.
Gabby, you got your first car in the States. How does it feel?
I feel like a proper Nashvillian.
Are you a good driver? Like, do you know what all the signs... Do you have a driver's license here?
I have a British driving license, and actually...
Is that okay here?
Yeah, it's okay, but my insurance is a little bit higher. So next on my list... Well, actually, I've got to move house in the next month. And let me tell you this, trying to find an apartment in Nashville, peak summertime, the condos have all gotten so greedy. There's no exception to the rule.
They go up like $500 a month just because it's summer.
Yeah, and that's not an exaggeration. I'm like looking at things where, you know, my apartment will be half the size of what I'm currently at and I'll be paying more.
Yeah. So what you might as well just stay where you're at.
Well, that's gone up quite a lot. So, you know, with the car and
car
insurance. It's just dead money, isn't it, at your apartment? So I'll find somewhere, but it's... It's been a bit of a time, so I'll drink the vodka.
Okay, it is. Cheers, boo.
Cheers to episode 21.
Yeah, thanks for our straight out of Nashville glasses. Gets better every time, huh?
So you say.
Gabby's breathing fire.
Coming up on the show today.
Are you drunk already?
Hold, please. Hold.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm putting on my crown. What do you think I'm doing?
You look like a superhero.
There we go.
That's like a superwoman
crown.
You can
call me your majesty.
Oh, yes, your majesty. I feel so glad you did that. Thank you so much. Coming up on the show today, we have the one and only Ty Herndon, who is like breaking barriers of coming out as LGBTQ in the country music industry. He's hosting the show called like the Love and Acceptance Show here during CMA Fest that we're going to be at.
What is the Love and Acceptance Show? Because I know we're getting involved, but I think you should clarify, not just for me, but for anyone listening, what that is.
Okay, so it's sponsored by GLAAD, which is like an LGBT community organization for like musicians and things like that. And so they give away like GLAAD awards. Uh-huh. And so the Love and Acceptance Show is basically to come, love, and accept everybody as they are. So they have people from the LGBT community. They have people from different races. They have people like from all spectrums of life that come and share their music in one common ground of people loving country music.
I love that. I mean, it should be like that all the time.
I agree.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, and it's hosted by CMT's Cody Allen. So I'm excited you get to meet him. It'll be fun.
How have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you in a while because it was the Memorial Day weekend and you be being fancy.
Yeah, I was so fancy. I didn't do anything but go on the boat.
Oh, just going on a boat, you know.
That's what you do here in the South, Gabby. You're from the UK. Like,
yeah, so therefore when somebody says, oh, we just went on the boat for the weekend, I have visions in my head of like Puff Daddy on a yacht.
Not even close.
Don't ruin it for me.
Have you ever seen a pontoon boat?
No.
Oh, here, let me show you a photo.
Okay, Google. I have a feeling I might be underwhelmed.
It's not a yacht.
It's not like the yachts we saw at Key West then.
No. So this here, Gabby, this is a pontoon boat. That's what we were on. They're fun.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a yacht.
How do you drive it? Is it battery powered?
No, it's gas powered like every other boat.
I don't know. I'm not boaty.
Is the boat battery powered? I don't know. No, it's like a car. You put gas in the motor and then the motor goes and pushes you.
Okay, sounds like a lot of work. Sorry, I'm just adjusting my crown.
She literally put on her crown and turned into a diva immediately. Sorry, I'm not boaty. How do you charge this thing, darling? Does it use a battery? I'm like, oh my God.
I told you last week on the show because I went to the Tennessee Renaissance Festival and that's where I got my crown. You know, once I put it on, I just feel more regal.
I'm so glad that you have it on right now.
Listen, me too. What's your point?
Wait, we never finished the car conversation. What kind of car did you buy?
It's, well, I avowed on this week's show not to talk about my loins or to objectify any man because I feel like I'm coming across as an absolute pervert on this show. A sad, lonely old pervert.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But, thank you. I will say this. When purchasing the car, I was thinking with my loins, it's so sexy.
What is it?
It's a black Beetle. It's about 10 years old, but it's like it's been kept so well. Like the, what's it called? The bodywork.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. The bodywork is unscratched, which for Nashville is like
shocking.
A secondhand car is amazing. Yeah. We are entering June, which is like the busiest month of the year for us.
Oh my God, I'm literally exhausted thinking about June.
CMA Fest, Bonnaroo Festival, Nashville Pride, and we're really in the thick of all of it.
I'm like, I feel like we should break down what we're going to be doing in each of them. So for CMA Fest, I'll be down there like taking photos, doing backstage interviews, and then Wrangler hired me to go like go wear their clothes.
I know, you're so fancy.
I know, thank you so much.
Can you steal something from me?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I'll be wearing Wrangler clothes at CMA Fest, posting all over socials. And then I think we're going to try and do the podcast live from Jason Aldean's downtown during CMA Fest.
There's a studio that you may or may not have seen if anyone's been in Jason Aldean's recently. It's very swanky.
FYI, while she's talking, she's fixing her crown.
It needs adjusting. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm in Lord of the Rings.
You look like a female superhero.
What's
it's not a
that?
Crown.
What's wrong with
it's
that?
It's more of like a headband that V's down into the middle of your eyebrows.
Tiara slash...
An upside down tiara.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Wait, we're talking about the CMA Fest where we're going to be downtown.
Oh, yeah. So make sure you're following mine and Zach's socials at Zach Woodward and at Radio Gabby on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff because we don't know when we're going to record the CMA Fest podcast, but it is going to happen.
We're going to try our damnedest.
From the studio in Jason Aldean's place. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So if you want to come and have a shot with us and hang out.
That means Gabby actually has to do a shot if you come.
You say it like I don't drink a shot on every show.
Gabby, you take a baby shot.
Well, a baby shot for me is like...
A sip.
A sip for you.
Like,
so it's
not even a drizzle.
Yeah. Oh my God, my crown is slipping.
The crown is slipping into her eyes.
Oh, I know. I paid $25 for this bad boy.
Your head is too damn small. That's a good thing.
I've lost weight on my head. It's just where you want
to
lose.
It's gone straight to my fucking thighs.
It's making me go cross-eyed. I'm sliding it
I'm
back up.
Die. What's wrong with you?
So yeah, so watch this space on our socials to find out when we're going to do the show from Jason Aldean's at CMA Fest.
And then the next week is Bonnaroo, and we're going to try and do a show live from Bonnaroo and record it there and put it out. So we'll have like some backstage like banter from Bonnaroo.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on Bonnaroo Festival this year?
I'm just excited that Cardi B is there, honestly. That's all I care about. Oh,
okay.
Let me hear your best. Oh, Gabby, come on.
Hang on, do it for me one more time.
Oh, You sound like a vacuum cleaner that got clogged up with popcorn.
This is why Gabby doesn't make that noise.
Do it one more time. Can you not roll your R's?
No. I absolutely cannot.
My face hurts.
Okay. Oh my God. There's that.
Okay.
So yeah, Bonnaroo Festival. And then I think this is going to be the most fun weekend, the last one.
Pride Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Neon Trees and TLC are headlining Nashville Pride.
That's
and
right.
New one and only Zach Woodward is going to be there on stage hosting and introducing TLC on Sunday night,
the 23rd. That's career goals right there.
I'm really excited. It's going to be so fun.
I am all over it. I'm super excited. I've got to DJ at some point in a gay bar. That's all I know. I don't know where that matters.
Just, somewhere in midtown. Just put me in the gay bar.
Yeah, it's my happy place. So
I can't wait.
When I'm not doing that, I'm going to be supporting you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. This is what friends are for.
That's right. Okay, so moving on to a new friend that is coming into the studio as we speak.
Yeah, I've never met him in person before, but I've like seen him making moves in the country industry. It's the one and only Mr. Ty Herndon. Welcome back to Straight Outta Nashville. What's up? I'm Zach.
And I'm Gabby.
Today on the podcast, we have the one and only, I'm very excited that you're here, it's Mr. Ty Herndon.
What's happening? I'm over here writing down song titles because this one says, let's do this thing.
I was like, let's do the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing. Yes. Either way works.
That sounds like a song title.
Oh, I'm sure it's a Blake Shelton song I don't know about. But,
when it's Ty Herndon's next number one, you guys can thank me for the credit.
Exactly. I'm going to research it anyway. And all the songwriters out there are now jumping on their guitars and writing the song. We just gave it away. So
damn it.
That's so why we can't have nice things.
I know. We've got another country superstar on the show, Zachary. We had Kane Brown last week.
I love Kane.
We love Kane. And now it's you, and you've been doing the Huffington Post and People magazine and Straight Out of Nashville.
It's Straight Out of Nashville. Yes. These guys, this is fantastic because you're having a shot of vodka. We're wrapping up the day.
Oh, please, pinky up. Yes. Keep it classy. FYI, I'm the only one doing it right now, which I'm really sad about. It's fine.
Well, just close your eyes and pretend. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm British. I don't know why I'm British. But,
is that British? You sound Indian.
Do I sound Indian?
To me.
I sound Indian. Listen, I'm a Southern boy. Don't give me accents. It's not going to be a good thing.
Alabamians.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alabamian.
That's fair. What is your shot of choice if you were to be having a tipple?
A tipple?
A tipple.
Probably be a green juice.
A green?
Celery?
Okay. You're not a drinker?
I'm not.
Okay.
Not.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, I drink enough in my lifetime to open a distillery, but a green juice it is.
A green juice.
That was more Australian, wasn't it?
I've sounded Indian again.
I really appreciate the attempt. You're doing really good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That was Irish.
That was Irish. Yeah. Oh, we've gone to Irish. That's pretty good.
Oh, heck. Oh, where do we go from here? So, loads of albums under your belt.
Yeah.
The latest one was it 2016?
Yes.
So is there one in the pipeline?
There are three in the pipeline.
Crikey.
Oh. I signed a new record deal, and it's nice to have people around me that they probably regret this now, but they said, look, we want you to do music. Just go do what you want. And I'm like, go do what I want.
That's the dream.
Yeah. So they gave me a free pass just to kind of create, and I love that. I haven't had that in a long time. So a lot of my friends, like Terry Clark, Tracy Lawrence, they've been kind of recreating their hits. And Leon Rimes just kind of reimagining some of their stuff. So I wanted to do that, but here's my deal. I've been singing these songs for 25 years, and to be quite honest with you, I'm real sick of me. So I was like, I'm gonna do that, but I'm gonna take four or five of the big ones and kind of reimagine them. And
is this the stuff I saw on your website?
The dance tracks.
The dance tracks have been done for a while. That was the first thing that made my record label scratch their head.
They were really cool.
You did dance tracks. Okay. But, we're out there. I am a member of the LGBTQ community. I'm a country artist, and I play the spectrum, man. I mean, I do 150 dates a year, and some of that speaking engagements. And we're still playing, bars, festivals, and casinos out there. We just do it all. So, and I'll jump back to the music here in a second. But one thing that I didn't have was some really great dance mixes. And so I didn't even know where to start with that. So, I'm just kind of a cowboy from Alabama. So I was like, okay, I need to do these because I'm playing these 40,000 people festivals out here that are.
And they got to dance.
They got to dance. And so, I'm in the studio with one of my engineers, and he goes, hey, my 16-year-old son does dance mixes. And I'm like,
oh, I love this.
Okay. Because everybody I've talked to wanted $100 million to do a dance mix. I'm like, your 16-year-old son would be great.
He's hired.
Have him come down here. And he played me some stuff, and it was kick-ass.
Yeah.
So I worked with this. It was kind of like giving this kid a break. I worked with him, and we did four dance mixes with him, took him in the studio, and let him kind of do the blueprint, and then did Nashville Players.
That's so cool. You're like giving this little 16-year-old his dream.
Well, he's very popular with the girls at school now. It's DJ Steve. Yeah, so check
DJ
him out.
Steve DJ in Steve in the house.
I've got DJ competition. Steve.
Yeah, man. So he did a great job with those, and we did some videos. And I'll be honest with you, I was sitting in Las Vegas 3 weeks ago. I was sitting at Bellagio. And we did these crazy videos for all these songs. And it's the first time – it's like hearing your country song on the radio for the first time. But I'm sitting at a dance bar at the Bellagio in Las Vegas in my video for Living in a Moment.
How
which is a
cool.
Country hit. Came on. I was like, of course, everybody's just getting their luggage and getting ready to get on the tour bus. And I was sitting there by myself. I was like, wah, wah, wah. So I got my phone out. I turned it on. You know, it's like, hey. Yeah. Here's the,
that's so cool.
So that happened. And – then just we've been in the studio. We re-recorded six of my songs, and then I thought I've got some great friends in this music, in this business, from Mark Cohen to Bonnie Raitt to Carrie Underwood, and I thought I'm just going to record some of their songs. So it's half and half. I did six of my songs, and I did six of my friends' songs.
That's so fun. Also, quick name drop: Carrie Underwood. No big deal. Proceed.
I mean, she's not like my bestie or anything.
Did you throw your back out picking that one up?
I did. No, that would be, she's
I would
like,
say we'd offer you a drink, but we only seem to have vodka in the studio.
You only have vodka. I've lost my train of thought.
So sorry.
Lost my train. You guys are crazy.
I was about to say, we happen to do that here, but proceed.
Proceed.
Pick up where you left
so
off.
So this album, it's called Got It Covered. Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I like that. I'm going to write a note. And when is that going to come out?
The first video and song comes out June 3rd, which is right around the corner, which is a remake of my very first number one hit, What Mattered Most.
Do you remember the first time you heard that on the radio?
I do.
Like still to this day?
I do.
Where were you?
I was driving down Music Row in my beat up old Ford F-150 that I had straight out of high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had that pickup truck, and the song had debuted 3 weeks earlier, but we were out on the road. I mean, you know how it is when you got a brand new song, you hear they're going to release it, and you hope that one day you hear it on the radio. But that song took off so huge and so big, and I was driving down on Sunday morning really early. I just got off the tour bus, and I heard Bob Kingsley say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you're just now entering our countdown for the very first time his debut single. Here's Ty Herndon with What Matters."
Oh my God, I have goosebumps. That's so cool.
Well, not only did I have goosebumps, I got out of my truck in the middle. I didn't even pull over. I didn't pull the truck over the side. This was about 8:30 in the morning on Music Row. I stopped my truck and cranked it up loud and stood on top of my truck. And
fair. I would have done the same thing.
It's happening, bitches. It's happening.
This is me.
Here I am. I have arrived, honey.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's my hearing it on the radio. That was truly hearing myself on the radio for the first time.
Wow. You've had quite the journey, haven't you, in terms of your story? You've been married twice to women.
Yes. And they're still great friends of mine.
Excellent. And then it was so brave. It was like, 5 years ago you came out?
Yes,
and
November
how long,
14th.
Yes. How long did it take you to feel like this is the right time and this is when I'm going to do it? And was it something that had been kind of simmering away for a long time? Because obviously choosing country music particularly.
Correct.
I can see why you might have kept that to yourself for a while.
Well, to answer your question, you know, country music was going to always be my home no matter what. I had earned a legacy in country music and as Shelley Wright said to me, no one can ever take that away from you.
Yeah.
You have made an imprint with fans and in the industry, and you've done a great job with that. But I could no longer move forward making music without feeling, I guess I would say, the authenticity of my skin wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And I had come so far in my life with my music, my life, my honesty, my sobriety, all the above. And I always call Shelley Wright my little fairy godmother, because she was a voice of reason for me. She's like, you know, you can't do this for your career, you can't do this for your family, you can only do this for yourself, and that made sense to me. And so,
were you like terrified of like what would happen?
I have been through so many terrifying experiences in my life and career up until that point. I wasn't terrified.
Okay.
I just knew that I would rather go and – I mean, I have a degree in psychology. I knew that there was something that I could go do. And I knew that I would rather go do something authentically than continue in a career that I was no longer authentic in.
Yeah.
And so there was no fear about coming out. My biggest fear was that I wouldn't get to continue making music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my fear.
Yeah.
And it was that was what sort of held you back before.
Yeah. Mm. And so but I was prepared to walk away. I absolutely was. Uh-huh. I was prepared to walk away and maybe counsel, kids who want to be in the industry, which I get to do today. I grew up in a small town in South Alabama. I'm from the family of a Pentecostal preacher's son. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be in Christian music, and I always wanted to be able to have that big message, because that was such a big message for a kid. I mean, at 5 years old, I was doing tent revivals.
Yeah.
And all those crazy things. And it's so interesting today. I can go into a college or a high school, and I feel that tent revival now. I get to have that kind of powerful message when I sit down and talk to a group LGBT kids.
Really random off the side note, you talking about tent revivals, you said you're close with the Judds. I did a movie one time with Ashley Judd and Ray Liotta, and we were in this tent revival scene.
Wait,
and it was the
first
most,
I've heard of this. It was,
it was called The Identical, and it was the most intense thing I have ever been part of in my entire life. So every time you say, like, tent revival, that's all I can picture is Ray Liotta standing up at the little pastor stand screaming at people. He's a method actor to the T.
I remember this movie.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Judds of music, Winona, and Ashley's a great lady as well. But they played such an instrumental part of country music and the music that I love today.
Yeah,
from
they're legendary.
From Patsy Cline to Faith Hill on up through. I've always been a lover of music, period. Mm-hmm. But there is some classic artists that changed the face of country music, right? And even Shania Twain. I mean, it just changed the face of where the direction of music is going.
Do you think there's anyone right now that they're playing on country music that you feel like is going to possibly change the current face of country music? Like anybody out there that you just like are obsessed with that you feel like it's possibly a revolutionary artist?
Like a game changer.
Well, I think Kacey Musgraves is 1,000% doing that right now. I think she has hung in there with who she is authentically. And it's finally breaking through, and I love her message about that. So, and he right down to I'm getting ready. I'm going to tie this in because I'm getting ready to make my 20th original album in this industry.
Yeah.
And of course, I take a look at an album like that. Of course, I take a look at the Game Changers and the absolute right down to the sounds that the musicians are making.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you don't want to ever copy that, but you want to be as authentic as that.
Right.
So, on this eve of releasing three albums this year, and we have certainly, right down to our writing, been extremely honest and, let's just say, not fearful of the message that they can go in music today, because I think that's what's making the difference.
Yeah. I will also say this is the first time – it's called Straight Out of Nashville. This is the first time we've had somebody on my team on the show, so I'm so glad that you're here. I feel like we have boy power over here.
Yeah, go Braves.
Yeah.
Is it really? Interesting.
Yeah, this is the first time. So I'm going to fangirl over you for a second, because I have like always looked up to you for – like especially since you came out, just because you've been like so true and honest to yourself and like – still maintain this career and like have these like clearly people are gonna hate, but you're just like, watch me.
Yeah.
I can do this. Like, so thank you for being that voice in the industry.
Triggered a memory that you could maybe share your advice to Zach and others. Because Zach said to us, me and Mickey Guyton on show 3, I'll never be a presenter on country radio because I'm gay.
That's my dream.
He was like, it's never
going to
happen. It's my dream. And we were like, no, you've got to speak it into existence. That's not going to happen. So what would you say to people like Zach that are going?
I'm going to talk to little 6-year-old Zach. Yeah. Because these are the kids that I go talk to.
Yeah. Let's hear the teacher voice.
Absolutely. When I get asked about this a lot, I can speak into this so clearly. I recently was at a show. Excuse me. You're going to get me all choked up. Already. I recently did a show, and I always we'd always do – in country music, we always do meet and greets, of course. But I had this – I just talked about this earlier, and I had forgotten about it. I had this 14-year-old kid. He had just come out to his parents, and they came backstage, and his parents were like, okay – you preach about this all the time. This kid just came out to us, and he wants to be in country music. And what do we do? And, man, I just remember getting so emotional right then. And it wasn't about the kid. It was about the parents.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, let me just tell you what you just excelled so much further than I'm normally used to seeing. You just brought this kid here. Like, it's really not a big deal. And it's not.
Yeah.
And then I looked at this kid and I was like, so you want to be in country music? I said, do you realize that what great parents you have? And the kid looked right at me and goes, oh, please, you can have them. Like, and my point is, this kid is just, they've not made a difference in who he is. Okay, so you're gay. But here's what I looked at the kid and said, and what I would say to 6-year-old Zach. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight or whatever. What matters is that you bring your best self to the game. You want to be a great songwriter, be a great songwriter. If you want to be a great singer, study that, be a great singer. If you want to be the best programmer on the planet, then you know, put your energies into that.
Yeah.
Your work will far precede what people will think about you. And then you get to be your authentic self with the great work that you've done. So
you're a testament
filling
to
up
it.
Here.
I know.
God.
That's just what I think about it, and that's what I try to teach today to these young kids and to parents too, because you know, and then the Pentecostal preacher in me comes in. I'm like, what kind of idiot are you that you're going to throw your kid out of your house because they're gay? What kind of dumbass are you going to be that you just threw your kid out of church?
Yeah.
You know, excuse my language out there if you're listening.
Oh,
but that's,
we've said much worse.
You know, yeah. And I get very frustrated with that because, you know, our these beautiful children are our future. And, hey, you brought them on this planet. God gave you a little bit of something different to love.
Yeah.
So love it even better.
That's right.
And, you know, I go up a lot against a lot of parents today, and I take a lot of flack for that. But you know what? I've got some strong skin here. I've been doing this a long time, and there's pretty much not much you can say to me that hasn't been said to me.
I think the reason that I had that breakdown that day, though, is because I, like, went to somebody in this company in iHeart, and I was like, hey, if you ever need somebody that, like, to fill in overnights on weekends, 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't care, I'll do it. Like, just tell me and I'll fill in.
Yeah.
And they looked at me directly in the face and they go, we already have Cody Allen. And I said, you brought up the being gay. I didn't. Like,
yeah, so you already have an awesome DJ, and here's another one.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like,
so,
and what?
Yeah,
so that's why I had to break down the
Cody
day.
Cody can't,
like,
work 59 hours a week, so I got, you know,
yeah.
I got you. And guess what? I offer something special maybe that he doesn't offer.
And he's
got
to sleep sometime.
Yeah, so. And he is awesome. He's our friend.
No, he's amazing. Speaking
but
of Cody Allen.
That was a very unfair thing to say, so I'm sorry someone said that to you, but mm-hmm. You know what? Then you have the awesome opportunity to go out and be Zach, because you're awesome.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Right. That's right.
Don't make me cry. Speaking of Cody Allen, you have the Love and Acceptance show coming up on June 6th.
We do.
I am so excited. I think Gabby and I are going to be there, like, on the red carpet interviewing people. So you have, like, Cody
Woo-hoo!
Allen,
it's
you have
a great
Guyton,
red
like
carpet.
All of these different people performing.
We do, and I'm super excited about all of them. I really am, and I the only one I really have not met out of the bunch is Daughtry. I've never.
I forgot he was going to be there. I loved him on American Idol.
Yeah,
Daughtry's I love him so much.
Going to be there, and then Rita Wilson, who, you know, I'm a huge fan. And she just did a great album, but you know, she's married to Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here recently, he's been showing up everywhere with her, and so. I'm gonna have to put my fangirl pants away when Tom Hanks shows up backstage. I'm just gonna have to kind of be.
Oh, I'm not putting mine away.
I'll
I hope
bring
that
the rose
he does
petals.
Show up, but we've got a lineup that's killer. And then for the first time on our stage, the gorgeous and amazing Miss Shelley Wright, which is incredible. She's you know, talk about. We'll wrap this up about the coming out stuff, but you know, Shelley Wright came out at a time. She just celebrated 9 years. Of being out, and she definitely, it wasn't that easy for her. And you know, she really is the first huge celebrity in country music to come out. Myself and Billy Gilman followed up behind that, being the male artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Came out, but Shelley paved the way. And you know, she's one of our treasures in country music, and I'm so excited to have her on our stage. We've got a few surprises, but you know,
who
got,
is it?
I can't tell you.
Who is it? Is it Tom Hanks?
I can't tell you. We always have that surprise guest that shows up at the end, so.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. I went 2 years ago, and it was really, really cool. So I'm excited that we get to go back.
Me too.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is crazy. And we're also taking the Love and Acceptance on the road. If it's not this year, next year, we're going to do 5 or 10 cities. I'm super excited about that. I am headed to Salt Lake City here at the end of next month. We'll be the first country artist to do the Imagine Dragons Love Loud event.
What?
I'm super excited about that.
That's so cool.
It's very cool. And talk about having your big boy pants on when Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons calls you up on the phone. Hey, Silas. I'm like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? Yeah.
We cool.
Yeah. What's my name? Somebody tell me what my name is. Okay, good.
You've got such a busy year then. You've got three albums out in the next like 6 months.
Yeah, and the album number two is I've always wanted to do like a Michael Bublé type album, so I'm doing it my way. I'm
I like
doing
the way
jazz,
you said Bublé.
Bublé. Doing it. I'm doing a jazz classic of six songs, and they're all duets with females. And I'm gonna.
Can you give me a sneak
I guess it's okay to
be
it's okay to say this, but I'm gonna be working with the amazing Kristen Chenoweth with
Shut Up
on that album. And
oh my God, I feel like we're getting all the secrets today.
Yeah, yeah. Super fun and
spilling the tea.
Yeah.
And then in November, we're currently writing right now for that Kacey Musgrave-esque Ty Herndon meets Bonnie Raitt heart-wrenching 20th album. So.
Oh, that's my jam. Wow. We do a bit on the show called That's My Jam.
Yeah.
And Gabby that always tells me that I could jam. Like, what do you? How do you say it?
I say like slit your wrist music.
Yeah. Like the old, the Sam Smith, the pull your heart out.
The amazing Shelley Wright is, I cut Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me. And Shelley is my guest on that.
Oh my
record.
God, so, sick!
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. And I, you know, I love the idea of the two of us singing "I Can't Make You Love Me."
Yeah,
it brings a whole new element to the song.
You're gonna make me cry over here. I'm not even ready for it.
Super
I've
fun.
Only had one shot of vodka, and I'm already emotional.
Have another.
So you've got all this music coming out, but you're hitting the road as well, right?
Yeah, we're doing. Probably, we did about 150 dates last year, and that was a lot. So pull that back a little bit. We're adding more speaking engagements this year and just you know, trying to make a little bit of a difference out there, but still having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So just getting to go out there and be your authentic self is a big deal in this life. So, you know, we were just talking about earlier, you know, and I am a country music, and I do catch some flack, but, you know, it's always interesting. I'll only debate with you if it's an educated debate. I'm not going to sit down and do anything that's hate-filled.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I'm happy to have a debate with anyone that wants to sit down and wants – you may teach me something. You know, I'm happy to have an educated debate with anyone when it comes to the issues. I do not get into political stuff, though, when it comes to our kids in this nation. You know, I do ask if someone's in my face that is a politician, I'm like, do you know the suicide rate of your kids in your state? Do you specifically know the suicide rate of your LGBT kids? And you say, do you know the homeless rate? You know, and it always kind of doesn't shut it down. It just always makes people think because a lot of times they don't.
Yeah.
So know the answer to those questions and then come back to me and let's talk about that, how we can change that. And that makes a difference for me. But
yeah,
you know, I literally feel like I want to hang out with you every single day. I'm getting more intelligent every single time you speak.
It's exactly the same in the UK as well with our situation. Just an FYI.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're a bit over-censored these days as well. It's like you said, if it's an educational conversation or debate, then why can't you say what you think?
Yeah.
Let's not get mad about it. Let's just talk about it. Because all of a sudden, you know, even in my own family, people, you know, my mother said this last Thanksgiving, I'm going to put this turkey out in the backyard if you guys don't shut up. we're not going to eat this turkey until we can come to some peace at this table, you know, because everyone's entitled to their opinion, but the only thing I ever ask is that, please, if you're going to open your mouth, just be an educated opinion.
Yeah.
That's really important because I think sometimes things just come flying out, and that's when I shut up because I'm like, oh, girl, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm out. Gone. Okay, I have these really off-the-wall fly moments, and so I just had to know, what is the most, like, untruthful tabloid you've ever read about yourself?
That Winona and I have a love child.
So you don't.
So
we
it's
don't.
Not true? Oh.
Noted. We're going on record here. Ty Herndon and Winona Judd do not have a love child. Ty Herndon, thank you so much for coming by to Straight Outta Nashville. We love you so much. We can't wait to see you at Love and Acceptance at Wild Horse coming up this Thursday.
It is going to be. Is it this Thursday? It is this Thursday.
Damn.
Congratulations on the new car.
Thank you. Yay.
Zach, congratulations on the big deal that you're about to be down the road, man.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay focused, dude. Don't make Uncle Ty yell at him. You make it happen.
He is such a nice guy.
I feel like we're going to be really good friends.
I feel like you are going to become really good friends as well. He didn't ask for my number. He wasn't like, oh, we're going to hang out, Gabby. He was like,
I know.
Yeah, Zach, you and me, we're going to be friends. You can call me anytime. I'm like, I'm here too.
Well, I feel like we bonded over the struggling to be gay in the industry moment. So it was like, hey, if you ever need Uncle Ty, call me and I'll help you through it. Okay, Gabby, I feel like we should do Gift of the Gab this week because, hello, we have to. So back on episode 2, you were Adele and you tried to call Bobby Bones to get on country radio. And so I feel like we should take it to the next level.
Okay.
Where you call the legendary bar on Broadway, Tin Roof,
okay,
and try and get a performance during CMA Fest.
Okay, I am totally game. So FYI, guys, Gift of the Gab is me impersonating famous British people.
Clearly.
With this voice and seeing how far I can take it.
People just believe you in your British accent.
So I need to channel my Adele. She's Cockney, different part of the UK. Look, I'll just slip into it. Start with Sisters.
There you go.
Okay, Adele, I want a show during CMA Fest because I've got a country
record. Let me hear your best Adele
out.
Singing impersonation.
Oh, singing. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just need to clear my throat. Hold, please.
Hello. It's me.
Gabby, you're holding your phone up to the microphone. Let's hear it in real life.
She's gonna, that is me in real life. I'm Adele.
Anyways, let's call Tin Roof.
Okay.
Broadway.
Oh, hi there. My name's Adele. Sounds like there's a party going on down there.
There's always a party going on down here.
Should I start from the top?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay. So I'm a singer from the UK. I'm known for doing pop records, but I've actually got a country album that I'm going to release, and I'm going to be here for CMA Fest. My name's Adele, and I want to do basically a surprise performance, and I've heard that the Tin Roof is the place on Broadway to perform.
And you said, and what is your name?
My name's Adele.
Adele, like as in the Adele?
As in, yeah, there's only one Adele, love, and that's me.
You'd find me a bit remiss if I didn't quite believe you, but I'm absolutely listening to you.
Well, I have a captive voice, I've been told.
That's a thing, yes. So you'd like to perform at Tin Roof?
I absolutely would love to perform at Tin Roof during CMA Festival, yes.
Okie dokie. If that's the way it's going to go, that would be amazing.
Okay.
May I get the phone to a manager?
Why don't you believe I'm the real Adele?
I would assume that she probably has people that would do this for her. But
if it really is you,
that's amazing, and I'm glad I got this phone call.
I'm a down-to-earth girl. I like to do things, you know, the old-fashioned way.
Well, that is awesome.
Don't you think I'd be good at doing country music?
Well, I tell you what, Miss Adele. Yeah. How about I go find my manager? That way you can speak and y'all can get everything worked out.
All right, then. Thank you.
Is that okay?
That works. All right.
Okay, hold on. Are you still there, love?
I'm still here.
Okay. Here's my manager, and you can speak everything to him if you'd like to, okay?
All right. Thanks, love. Appreciate it.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, Ryan. My name's Adele. The singer Adele, and I am going to release a country record, and basically I've heard that the...
Hello?
Sorry, hang on a second. You're still there?
I am.
Okay, so I'm a singer, and I'm from London, and I'm in town for the CMA Fest, and I've got a country record coming out, and I'd love to play on Broadway, and I've heard that the Tin Roof is the place to play. So how do we make this magic happen?
Well, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
What is your new record's name?
My new record is called Country Here I Come.
Country Here I Come?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you already released this?
No. In fact, I'd appreciate it if you kept it stum. I want to do like a surprise thing because nobody's going to expect it of me. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Are you playing anywhere else in Nashville for that weekend?
No. I just want to do like one sort of secret show.
Cool.
Sorry,
what do you need for the show? I mean, do you need? Do you need sound equipment? Are you bringing your own stuff in?
I want to do just like a really intimate thing, like an acoustic. I've got an amazing guitar player who dresses in drag.
Interesting.
I think so.
Absolutely.
I'm all about thinking outside the box.
Love it.
Country Here I Come.
Country Here I Come, the drag guitar player. All about it.
That's right.
Okay. So who do I get in touch with as far as logistics and everything like that?
Okay. Probably the best person is probably my PA, my US PA.
Okay, and who would that be?
That would be Zach Woodward.
And what's his number?
Hang on a minute. Let me just ask him. Hold, please. Hello, you there?
I am.
Okay. His number is 310.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cool.
Why tin roof?
Why not the tin roof?
Well, that's a great question. What have you heard about tin roof? That's so great.
I just want to do somewhere on Broadway that's, you know, got a bit of a party vibe to it and it's quite iconic and something that, like, you know, people won't be expecting.
Great.
I might bring some backing dancers as well.
What's that?
I might bring some backing dancers as well. Is that all right?
Absolutely. That's great.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you, Dell. I will reach out to your
PA,
Zach, and work out some logistics, and we'll go from there.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Gabs. Country, Here I Come. That was like the best one you've done, I think. I literally had to hide underneath the table because I was laughing so hard so you wouldn't look at me.
I snotted at one point because I was like in my head thinking, see, I'm still doing the Evdell voice. I was like thinking, think of something really, really sad. Think of like, you know, unadopted puppies and
guitar,
you know,
strings slip my wrist.
Yeah, just anything to stop me from pissing my pants.
I'm going to be really concerned if they actually call me.
I gave them your phone.
I know. Literally, when you said that, I was like, please don't say me. Please don't say me. Please don't say me. Fuck, she said me. So
the best bit was the barman that was like to his manager, saying she's the singer Adele.
Good job, Gabs. That's your gift of the Gab this week.
Thank you so much.
Gabby calling Tin Roof on Broadway to see if she can perform during CMA Fest
as Adele with a drag acoustic
and
guitar
backup
player
dancers.
And backup dancers.
Good job.
Country, Here I Come.
There is Straight Out of Nashville, episode 21. We love you guys so much for listening. If you have a chance, please, please, please share, subscribe, leave a review. We would love all of it. And next week, we can read some of the reviews that we have. Leave us a review, and maybe we'll say your name next week. Yeah.
At Jason Aldean's. And maybe I'll be Adele. Country
Hello,
you're welcome.
It's me.
See you all then, guys.
Hello.
Hi, I just had a missed call from this phone number.
Hi, is this Zach?
Yeah, it is. Who is
this? Hey, this is Justin. This is Justin from Tin Roof. I'm returning your call. One of our managers said that you reached out from the radio station.
It was actually from my client that I'm working with currently, who's in the UK.
Okay. Who is that, a musician or?
Yeah, she's like originally a pop artist, and she's planning on releasing a new country album during CMA Fest. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard of the singer.
Are you able to tell me who it is? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard of the singer Adele.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that's who we're currently representing and trying to book for a show during CMA Fest.
Okay, are you guys just wanting to do like a pop-up secret show or what?
Yeah, so she is releasing a new like country album called Here I Come Country.
Uh-huh.
And so we want to do like a really secret pop-up show.
Okay, so it'll be kind of like a private event too.
Yeah.
Okay. What night during CMA? Any night good for you or like...
How about Sunday at 4 a.m.?
Sunday at 4 a.m.? We're not even open at 4 a.m.
Could you possibly make an exception to be open for that private event for Adele?
I can definitely, talk to our operations managers to see if that's, if that's even legal to do.
Okay.
Because we do sell alcohol in our establishments. So,
oh, okay.
There are laws. But I could definitely check for you. Is there like an email I can kind of just start a thread with?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what's your email, bud?
My email is Zach Woodward.
Okay.
At iHeartMedia.com.
Have you reached out to any other venues or just us?
No, literally whenever like I received the info from the client, I was like, you have to be at Tin Roof because that's like the place to be on Broadway. It's like legendary. Fuck yeah. Tootsies. Fuck Jason Aldean's. Like,
and what's the performance going to look like? Is it just going to be her on stage doing a few songs, or will she fill a whole hour? Or
so I would assume probably 90-minute performance with her and a guitar player who dresses as a drag queen, and then we have okay. some backup dancers as well.
Backup dancers. Okay. And just trying to get as much info as I can.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the Backstreet Boys, but that's who she's hired as the backup dancers for the performance as well. We're trying to blow this shit out of the water, honey.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. All right.
All I'm right, like, well. Adele doesn't go small. Literally, when she gave me this phone call, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But she wants to make it happen, so we're making it happen.
Okay. All right, well, I just need some information from her end and from maybe anybody that represents her. Just so that we know this is like a legitimate show. Legitimate
yeah.
offer. Obviously your background in the radio, you know how that works.
Oh, no, of course.
But I definitely will take this, seriously. Because my manager, he got off the phone. He's like, I'm not sure if that was a prank or not. So he called me, and I was like, I'll look into it, man. I mean, it's my job, too, so.
Yeah, no, of course.
It seems cool, legit. And, if we can make it work, I mean. I would love to have her for sure. And is she wanting anything from us other than just a place to play or?
Big bad of weed.
This sounds really, really bad. Yeah, no, I'm here. Sorry. No, I was trying to say the best way to relay this conversation of I didn't know if there was a possible way for you guys to or if you had a hookup for a big bag of weed. For the show, I literally don't know why she's the biggest pothead on the planet, but apparently she is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can look into that. I'm not promising anything. But
I know. We both have worked with some crazy clients before, so I'm like, well, okay, here we go.
All right. Well, I will relay this to my higher up, and we'll see if we can get this going. And
amazing. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye, buddy.
FYI, guys, we'd finished the podcast, but Zach was like, okay, record this. They're calling me back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Adele is performing at CMA Fest at 4 a.m. with a drag queen on acoustic guitar and the Backstreet Boys is backup dancers.
In a big old bag of weed.
And all she wants on a rider in a dressing room is a big old bag of weed.
And I gave him a fake email address. I feel like I should have given him a real one. Because now he has my phone number and he's going to call me. Yeah. I'm going to have to tell him. Gabby, I feel like Gift of the Gab went too far. Went too far this week.
I'm like, how far do we take it? Do I show up as Adele?
At 4 a.m. knocking on the door? Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Adele, by the way, guys, you heard it here first. Adele is performing at 4 a.m. at the Tin Roof on the Sunday of CMA Fest.
I'm literally freaking out because I'm like, how did they know that I worked for the radio station? They Googled me. They had to have Googled me.
This gives it a bit more authenticity, though, as well, because of the whole thing. You're on a pop station, well-known
pop.
So,
like, what do I say next? Because they're going to email me, and I'm not going to get the email because it's a fake email.
Do you think they're going to call England?
Oh, my God.
You're being too...
Well, he asked questions, so you had to have an answer for
you
it.
You are too good a liar. That was scary.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do we wriggle out this without getting away? So, scrap next week being from Jason Aldean's. We might be doing it from jail.
Or from Tin Roof as Adele. You never know.
Tune in next week to find out where this goes, guys.
Oh, my God.